minutes after 3 o'clock. It's the Jimmy Darin Afternoon Show. That's us. Dixie's warm ones. We have an 87 or outside. Little south breeze, 19 to 25. It's a warm day.
Broadloom Carpeting costs less at National Upholstering. Open till 9 p.m. tonight.
Thank you much, frankly. It's a good day at KY, and here comes the brand new CKY Sunspot sticker number. It's a $58 winner for 8,941. 8-9-4-1. You know where I can be found, don't you know? I'll be waiting by the telephone. Take off while you're out running around. Yeah, I'm sitting at home all alone. I'm a fool, just a silly fool, to be in love with you. Minutes after 3 o'clock, and I'm a fool from KY with 80... Oh, look at the new temperature. It's up to 89 degrees. Stand by for the new weather.
It's Elvis in his newest motion picture, Tickle Me, in its first Winnipeg showing at the Lyceum, Starlight, and Airliner Drive-Ins.
Step in these arms.
It's Elvis Presley in Tickle Me. Elvis has a singing, swinging wrangler on a dude ranch. Not just any dude ranch. This one's jam-packed with girls. Tall girls, slim girls, short girls, blonde girls, girls, girls. It's Elvis belting out 9 great super sensational songs. Night Rider, I'm Yours, Dirty, Dirty Feeling, I Feel I've Known You Forever, It's a Long, Lonely Highway. Elvis Presley in Tickle Me. See Elvis Presley in Tickle Me at the Lyceum, Starlight, and Airliner Drive-Ins. The second attraction at the Starlight and Airliner is Racing Fever. Classification General.
Tickle Me now in its second great week of the Lyceum, Starlight, and Airliner Drive-In. The brand new KY weather eye is going to be the hot one for the afternoon. You wait and see. High this afternoon near 85 to 95 degrees. We have 89 and the new instant discovery by the jury. Back in my world, by the jury, the new KY, Instant Discovery.
CKYN, Winnipeg, Radio 58.
Oretzky's Department Store. Oh, pardon me, I was going to sing to you there. It's tremendous markdowns in every department. Oretzky's in North Winnipeg. Save during Oretzky's great 10-day summer clearance sale on clothing and footwear. For men, women, and children, one of this week's great feature values is final clearance of women's summer casual and dress shoes. Regular to $12.95 at only $2.88. That's at Oretzky's on Selkirk Avenue in North Winnipeg. And wherever you take pictures, now Ansco goes calling on you at Parks Playgrounds. If you're shooting with Ansco Film, Miss K. Wise gives you a $10 Ansco gift certificate on the spot. Latest winner is Mr. R.L. Small of 1650 Pimpina Highway, Winnipeg. He was using Ansco Chrome. He's now a $10 richer man. Congratulations, Mr. Small. Remember, you could be our next $10 gift certificate winner. Start shooting with Ansco Film today. And bonus, hey, remember, bonus, you could also be the photographic safari to Africa. Would you like to go, you say, huh? Well, you can travel for 21 days, all expenses paid, with BOAC Jet, with airline that takes good care of you all over the world. Get your free contest entry forms today at George McLean Company Limited. That's at McDermott and Adelaide Street. And start shooting with Ansco.
For the film that clicks with everyone. For the pictures that always satisfy.
Use Ansco Film.
Yes, Ansco Film. Ansco's your best buy.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, KY Preview Extra. Save all your love. Me. Listen.
Love me till the end of time.
Save all your love for me from KY by Mr. Jerry.
It's entertainment strictly for laughs in Technicolor tonight at the North Main Drive-In. Listen.
Tell me a bedtime story, Big Daddy.
All right, doll.
Once upon a time, in a new movie called Move Over, Darling,
Yes. There
was a pretty blonde named Ellen, whose real name is Doris Day. Now, Ellen is married to a handsome fella named Nick. That's James Garner.
Lucky Ellen.
And Nick is married to a pretty brunette named Bianca. That's Polly Bergen, and...
Wait, Big Daddy. How can both girls be married to one man?
Well, it isn't easy, but it's funny. So funny that everybody who sees Move Over, Darling will laugh happily ever after.
Will you take me to see it?
Not tonight. But I will put a record on your little phonograph and let Doris Day sing you to sleep. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our lips should touch. Move over, darling.
And for more riotous laughter, you'll see James Stewart and delightful, vivacious Sandra Dee in Take Her, She's Mine. See Move Over, Darling and Take Her, She's Mine. Tonight at the North Main Drive-In. Classification adult.
That KY Sunspot sticker number for $58 is 8,941. That's 8941. Here come the strange loves, sound of 17 at KY Cole. I want candy.
I know girls so sweet.
Winnipeg, 325, it's 89 degrees. This is Vic Edwards. California, the police chief of Los Angeles has requested the aid of the National Guard to help put down rioting in a Negro district of the city. Arkansas, U.S. missile complex at Searcy has returned to normal following an evacuation caused by the detection of vapors today. Ottawa, the settlement of the Vancouver grain handler strike has brought comment from two cabinet ministers. St. George, Manitoba, the body of 13-year-old Guy Fassett of Lac du Bonny was recovered last night from the Winnipeg River near St. George. It was found about a half mile from where he drowned on Sunday. In the majors this afternoon, after six innings of play in the National League, Milwaukee lead Chicago 7-1. Mainly sunny with scattered thundershowers expected over Winnipeg this afternoon. It'll be clear on Saturday, continuing warm, the overnight low 65, tomorrow a high of 85. The relative humidity, 56%. The wind south-southwest at 20, gusting to 28. The temperature, 89. CKY's sunspot degrees.
Can't you sit again? Time to get a move on. We are with all of our life.
As if you can from Swinging KY, 27 minutes after 3 o'clock. Hi, this is Jimmy Darren. This is my final show on KY. Getting so many old phone calls here that I said it yesterday. In case you don't know, this is it. This will be my last day, so I'm playing the ones I hope you're wanting the most from the top 50 survey. Plus a couple of new ones that I'm enthused about. One with a new jury, which, of course, I flip over, and I hope you will, too. Lots of other stuff, so keep swinging, huh? Turn up your ratio, and let's all clap hands together. The Beach Boys here.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And
I wish they all could be like that, huh? California girls at 3:30.
Come alive, you're in the Pepsi generation. Drink light, drink great, drink right up to date. Young taste, young dry, young taste, come alive, you're in the Pepsi generation.
Da da dee 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 poopy doo poo.
In the Pepsi generation.
Hey, hey, hi, hi, ho, ho, with an 8941 on your car rear window on the sunspot sticker, you're a winner.
Must have heard my plea.
Sandy Shaw.
She has sent someone along for me.
Robert Wood got his picture on the new KY Summertime Sunspot official top 50 survey for the week of August 15th, the one that comes out for tomorrow. How about that? You should see this picture. It'll scare you.
Broadloom carpeting costs less at National Upholstering. Open till 9 p.m. tonight.
Booby-dooby-doo, poppy-poop. While in at your nearby nearby IGA store, be sure and grab onto that brand new KY Sunspot sticker, slap it on your car rear window there, and be happy while there. Look for this IGA special when shopping. Table fresh corn on the cob, Manitoba grown, a dozen for 59 cents. Place cobs in boiling water, boil 8 minutes. Shop IGA for many, many great money-saving surprises. It's worth a visit. I don't usually repeat myself, it says here, but in this case, I'll make an exception, it says. Table fresh corn on the cob, Manitoba grown, a dozen for 59 cents. Place cobs in boiling water and boil for 8 minutes. Shop IGA for many more money-saving surprises. It's worth a visit. I don't usually repeat myself. As a matter of fact, that's ridiculous. I don't think I will.
I know what you can do with
me. Here's the Manitoba Closed Water Ski Championship to be held at Sandy Lake, Manitoba, this Sunday the 15th at 10 a.m. sharp. You all get up there and get out there and have some fun. Entries close incidentally at 6 o'clock tomorrow, August the 14th. We have 89 degrees with about 24 shy. Oh, pardon me here. I have to run over here and get this other commercial because I'm going to do it. We have 89 degrees. Yesterday's high was 90. It was the hottest day of the year, friend. I heard it described, as a matter of fact. Hang on, we'll tell you more about that. First, Westfair's Food Limited, with all their retail food stores supplied, bring you this important announcement. Severe frost damage has destroyed the peach crop in British Columbia this year. They never have too many peaches out of there this year, you see. Therefore, food stores have arranged for special shipments of California peaches. Now's the time to buy your home-preserving requirements once again. This important announcement, there will be no peaches available from B.C. this year. Get your preserving peaches now. Norm is 11 from Swingin' KY, now 20 and a half minutes shy of the 4 o'clock hour. It's a good day outside with a lovely 89 degrees, and that means we're going to have some suntan problems. Hang on. The sun tans. It's 89 and the high tomorrow of around 85 to 90 degrees. Yesterday was hottest of the year with 90.2. Does that impress you, Vic Edwards?
Vic Edwards, CKY News. The dreaded cattle disease anthrax has broken out in Manitoba. Details at 55.
Announcing a remarkable find and one you'll like, methinks. When you get tired of ordinary, typical types of soft drinks, flat, tired, uninspired, here's a treat to try. The one great ginger ale, the genuine ginger ale, the one true ginger ale, Canada Dry. Try it. A great new drink, and here's how you make it. Take a glass and some ice. Open a bottle or can of Canada Dry ginger ale and pour it in the glass. That's it. Canada Dry ginger ale on the rocks. How about that?
How about what? Take me back to old Virginia. Darling, take me back. Cha-cha-cha. 17 to 4, KY time, with the Supremes are singing a big one called...
Canadian golfer George Knudsen, formerly of Winnipeg, has fired a hole-in-one in the eighth round of the second round in the PGA tournament in Pennsylvania. The eighth is a par 3, 238-yard hole with a well-trapped rolling open. Here are the quarterfinal scores in the Canadian Amateur Golf Championship here in Winnipeg today. Bunky Henry of Georgia defeated Nick Westlunk of Toronto 1-up. Ed Ross of Saskatoon defeated Bob Jameson of Peterborough 1-up. Bill Campbell of Huntington, West Virginia defeated Ted Homanuk of Winnipeg 5-3. Tom Draper of Royal Oak, Michigan defeated George Boutelle of Phoenix, Arizona 2-up. In the majors this afternoon, after six innings of play in the National League, Milwaukee lead Chicago 7-1. The Colt League baseball action, Earl Grey grads against Morton at the Crescentwood Community Club at 6:45 this evening. KY scores again in 60 minutes.
3KY in Winnipeg, Radio 58. Would like to ask you, do you remember this summer souvenir?
I'll never let Suffolk Fanny go.
Yay! Best Fair Foods Limited and all retail food at storage they supply bring you this important announcement. Severe frost damage has destroyed the peach crop in British Columbia this year. Therefore, these food stores have arranged for special shipments of California peaches. Now's the time to buy your home preserving requirements. We'll repeat, no peaches will be available from BC this year. Buy your preserving peaches now. Last call for Sunspot, $58 winner, 8,941, 8941.
Well, I woke up this morning.
Manitoba Closed Water Skiing Championship is to be held at Sandy Lake, Manitoba, Sunday, August 15th at 10 a.m. sharp. That's this weekend. Entries close tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, August the 14th. CKY. With the sound of one, Gary Lewis, the Playboys. Save your heart for me.
Walk along the lake with someone.
Winnipeg 5B44, it's 89 degrees. This is Vic Edwards. Winnipeg, the dreaded cattle disease, anthrax, has killed at least 12 cattle in the Lundar area, about 70 miles northwest of Winnipeg. Dr. Ross Singleton, chief of the Federal Animal Health Branch in Winnipeg, said the outbreak has been confined to the farm of Fred Thorkelson. But asked how serious the outbreak was, this was Dr. Singleton's reply.
Very serious to Mr. Thorkelson, but it probably won't spread from his place. It's not like a virus disease. The only way that it'd be spread would be mechanically, either by insect vectors or by animals. And we're very fortunate that there are no cattle within a mile of Mr. Torkelson's place, at his neighbor's cattle, so that we don't believe that insects will carry it that far. And we are destroying all the carcasses by burning them and burning the ground around them. We have a man stationed there full-time helping Mr. Thorkelson. We don't want any of his neighbors or anyone else to come there because of the danger of them taking spores away on their clothing or boots or their vehicles.
Dr. Singleton said the anthrax outbreak was the first in the province since 1932 when it was discovered at Rennie among horses. Ottawa, both Trade Minister Sharp and Labor Minister McKechnie had something to say today about the settlement of a Vancouver grain handler strike. In Ottawa, Mr. Sharp said no more pressure was put on management than labor as far as the government was concerned. His remarks were sparked by a statement by A.T. Baker, general manager of the Alberta Wheat Pool. Mr. Baker said that the harvest just around the corner and the federal government urging acceptance, the five companies involved had no alternative but to submit to a settlement on what he called unfavorable terms. Mr. McEachern at his home in Inverness, Nova Scotia, echoed his fellow cabinet minister's words. The labor minister added that the West Coast grain handlers and the elevator operators made the decision themselves and must accept the responsibility. Winnipeg, the Canadian Wheat Board announced today it is moving to expedite the fastest delivery possible of grain from prairie farms to country elevators. Letters have gone out to all grain handling companies asking for cooperation carrying out the program. The move coincides with Canada's new big wheat sale to Russia. There have been cases of several congestions in some areas of the prairies because of the Vancouver terminal tie-up. It was also expected that the approaching harvest will be a bumper one. California, Los Angeles Police Chief William Parker has asked the office of Governor Brown to call out the National Guard to end 2 days of rioting, looting, and shooting in a predominantly Negro section of the city. There's been no word yet from Governor Brown's office. Rioting broke out again today in the southeast Los Angeles area. An army of 900 police had broken up overnight rioting by more than 7,000 Negroes. More than 120 persons were injured. 80 persons were arrested. In today's new rioting, police say that they shot one Negro, a looter who refused to stop when ordered. Two white salesmen trying to call on Negro customers had the windows of their cars shattered. One salesman said they're throwing things at all white people, even light-skinned Negroes. Meanwhile, in Chicago, three firemen have been suspended until an investigation board completes its inquiry into a fire truck accident in which a Negro woman was killed last night. The incident touched off racial disorders in the city's west side. Winnipeg, the general manager of Ducks Unlimited of Canada, says the North American duck population is not low enough to warrant a closed season this year. Angus Gavin had this to say regarding a statement made in Washington by United States Senator A. Willis Robertson, who urged that duck shooting be prohibited in Canada and the United States this year to save remnants of brood stock.
We didn't feel that a close season was necessary. As a matter of fact, we felt that closing the season would be one of the worst things that we could do for the waterfowl population. If we closed it, people would be disinterested in the breeding grounds, they would be disinterested in the wintering grounds. And in the States, where a lot of the wintering grounds are privately owned, if they weren't flooded in the fall during the shooting time, there would be none left, no areas left for ducks to winter. And this was a statement I made in connection with Mr. Robertson's.
Angus Gavin, general manager of Ducks Unlimited of Canada. Now reporting from Hollywood, here's Jimmy Fidler.
Over 4,000 tourists file through Universal Studios for their studio tour every single day. The studio will realize over $2 million from this angle this year alone.
Early mornings at KY, it's The World Tomorrow, on the air at 6 a.m. every weekday, every Sunday evening at 10. The program discusses the important world happenings today and what these events will mean in the world tomorrow. Narration is by Garner Ted Armstrong, an experienced and inspirational speaker. Listen to The World Tomorrow, weekday mornings at 6 a.m., Sunday evenings at 10 p.m. on CKY.
For Metro Winnipeg, Portage, southern Manitoba, and the beaches, mainly sunny with scattered thundershowers expected over Winnipeg this afternoon, mainly clear on Saturday and continuing warm. Overnight, a low of 65, tomorrow a high of 85. The relative humidity, 56%, the wind south-southwest at 20, gusting to 28, the temperature 89, CKY's sunspot degree.
There he is, Barry McGuire. This is Jimmy Darren at Swingin' KY.
CKY in Winnipeg, the sunspot, the one spot.
Go home.
Radio 58.
Four minutes after 4 o'clock, we have 89 degrees. Hi to everybody in CKY and CKY country. This is a bit late, but I want to thank you for helping me enjoy a lovely July vacation at Sioux Lookout, Ontario. If it hadn't been for the KY good guys and the nice DJs and the gear music, I would have been a lot more homesick. Thanks also for the fab interview with the Beatles when they landed in Winnipeg last summer. We got it here in Minneapolis from CKY Radio. A note to CKY 7-Up Beatle concert winners, congratulations, and I hope you have a lovely time when you arrive in the Twin Cities in just 10 days. Actually, they'll be there before that now. Hope you enjoy Minnesota as much as I enjoyed Canada. Then later on, she goes on, must tell you about the... Well, this is another bit here. I don't think I'll tell you about that. Giggle anyway. Oh, here it is. Anyway, I'll tell you about it. Among the stations she mentions to listen to while you're down in Minneapolis in the Twin City area is the KDWB. And she says, be sure to listen to the KDW Beetle Cool It campaign. They're asking everyone in the concert to hold the screams down till Ringo sits down at his drums and until after each song. She says, I think it'll be a little bit of a giggle anyway. They say the Beatles will remain on stage longer if we do anyway. It'll never work, and I agree with her. And then she goes on here and she says, I know the Twin Cities are terribly lucky that they, meaning the Beatles, picked Minneapolis to play in. I only wish everyone could come instead of 36. Well, I'm sure we wish the same thing. My sympathy goes out to all you Beatle fans who aren't coming. I know you must feel we'll be looking for you. And she says, cheerio, and her name is Sue Schwartz. Well, isn't that nice? And thank you very much. She says, please be let me know when you will be arriving. Well, we aren't quite sure yet, but we'll let you know, Sue, and all of our friends down in the Minneapolis area. They're coming soon, and 36 of them from KY are going to be there to hear the Beatles sing. Help!
Help! I need somebody. Help me! Help me!
Oh, help me, baby. Those are the Beatles at Swingin' KY. We're going on. 8 minutes after 4 o'clock. In Winnipeg, a Loblaw special, good until its great utility eviscerated broiler turkey, 5 to 9 pound average at 39 cents a pound. A Loblaw bargain, Libby's frozen orange juice, 6 ounce, 10, 2 for $2.49. Remember, save twice with Loblaw bargains and lucky green stamps.
Now, get those special tools when you need them with Triangle Auto's new Rent-A-Tool service. Don't buy an expensive tool you may use only once or twice. Rent-A-Tool for a nominal sum from Triangle Auto, the West leading auto store, 271 Fort Street.
Matty Doug sings, Please Don't Stand There.
Please don't stand there. Tell me what
don't just stand there. It's 11 after 4 o'clock. Smile and be happy. This is the Jimmy Darren Afternoon Show. It's swinging KY with a groovy movie.
It's entertainment strictly for laughs in Technicolor tonight at the North Main Drive-In. Listen.
Tell me a bedtime story, Big Daddy.
All right, Dal. Once upon a time in a new movie called Move Over, Darling, there was a pretty blonde named Ellen, whose real name is Doris Day. Now, Ellen is married to a handsome fella named Nick. That's James Garner.
Lucky Ellen.
And Nick is married to a pretty brunette named Bianca. That's Polly Bergen, and...
Wait, Big Daddy. How can both girls be married to one man?
Well, it isn't easy, but it's funny. So funny that everybody who sees Move Over, Darling will laugh happily ever after.
Will you take me to see?
Not tonight. But I will put a record on your little phonograph and let Doris Day sing you to sleep. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Our lips shouldn't touch. Move over, darling.
And for more riotous laughter, you'll see James Stewart and delightful vivacious Sandra Dee in Take Her, She's Mine. See Move Over, Darling, and Take Her, She's Mine. Tonight at the North Main Drive-In. Classification adult.
Information here is just put up here on the old friendly KY Good Guy Weather Eye window by that great sticker-upper... I shouldn't say that. Vic Edwards, 92 degrees outside. Hey, that's high, by golly, for the whole year. Am I right, Vic? High for the year, 92 degrees right now. This summer's high, an all-time record, is 93.4, and that was back in 1955, 10 years ago, 93.4, and we're only about 4 degrees away, and I bet you we hit it this afternoon and nothing would make me happier. 92 degrees officially right now at CKY, and boy, I tell you, that's a pretty hot one.
Come on. Hey, hey! Come on.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Oh, boy. Bob has got a brand new bag at a quarter after 3 o'clock at KY. Cockshut's famous pull-type swather now has built-in hydraulics. No tractor hydraulic required. Retail price for Winnipeg less tires for a 12-foot swather, only $10.50. A 15-footer, $11.57. 18-footer, only $12.94. Cockshut dealers are proud of their field service deal now.
Winnipeg CKY.
Well, you just heard me talking about the weather. We have a good shake going on outside if you happen to go over the old record type thing, because this is the highest so far this year. We have 92 degrees. Tomorrow's forecast calls for somewhere near 85. 92 outside, northwest breeze now at 14. The high for the entire summer, the all-time record, is 93.4. That was back in 55, 10 years ago. And I hope to heck we hit it this afternoon. My last show on the air and all, I'd love to be the one that says, hey, it's 93.6 degrees. Wouldn't that be great? 92 at KY. 92 degrees officially. Here's the new instant discovery by a bunch of guys I love.
You have been away a long time now. You have been away from me. I know that you've been to dream.
Back in my world, that's the jury. KY Instant Discovery, you get out there and buy at least a half dozen copies, you hear? Make them big.
You are fun, spread to the sun.
Radio 1.
Radio 58.
I know you there. Well, good afternoon there. Here's the new KY Sunspot sticker number. This is a $58 bill for $4,698. This will be the last number I get a call, so I hope it's the winner. $4,698. 4698. Check your car rear window. If it's yours, you should know it by now. 4698. Dollars at Whitehall 31531 and pick up the $58 bill. Huh?
No!
I can't get no, my favorite song. I can't get no satisfaction. Swing it, Mickey.
Satisfaction. No satisfaction.
J. Robert Hood, the Debrons at East Elmwood Community Center tonight at 8:30. Tonight, Daryl B. and the jury in Deloraine, Manitoba. Tonight, Dean Scott, the Untamed, the Swinging Thing at Grand Beach, Manitoba. Get out there and live it up.
Come alive. You're in the 50 generation.
Who's got the best natured taste on this whole thirsty earth? Pepsi-Cola, that's who. Regular Pepsi with a taste that's clean and alive. And Diet Pepsi, same great taste with only one calorie a bottle. Honest to Pepsi, the only difference between the two is the way you count calories.
Come alive, you're in the Pepsi generation.
Here's my friend and his, Whitey.
Thank you, Jimmy Incorporated.
KY Traffic Watch brought to you by Payfair Stores. This week at Payfair, red or blue brand beef, standing rib roast, only 59 cents a pound, a mighty good price. Well, motorists are on the move out of downtown Winnipeg, Jimmy, heading home or, I presume, to the summer camp. Traffic, making good time. KY Traffic Watch from Moore's Taxi, Whitehall 23366.
In Winnipeg, 425, it's 92 degrees. This is Vic Edwards. Ottawa, the former Minister of Agriculture in Saskatchewan, Liberal government, A.H. Hammy MacDonald, has been named a member of the Senate. Mr. MacDonald's appointment was announced today by Prime Minister Pearson. Saskatoon, the Conservative Party, has told members in Saskatchewan to be prepared for a federal election Monday, October 25th. California, more rioting has erupted in the Los Angeles Negro District, and Police Chief William Parker has asked the governor's office to send National Guardsmen into the district. Winnipeg, if all goes well, the city of Winnipeg may have a float in the annual Rose Bowl parade in Pasadena, January 1st, 1967. The float would boost the Pan American Games and centennial celebrations taking place in Winnipeg during 1967. The Council's Special Committee on Canada's Centennial Celebrations authorized Mayor Juba to look into the matter. In the majors this afternoon, a final score, Milwaukee 8, Chicago 3.
Now out to Mitchell Motors at Fort in York for another 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty renewed car.
Hi there, this is Ted Mosteller here again of Mitchell Motors. Now I have a car here. This is a 64 Meteor Custom 9-passenger wagon. Now if you have a big family, you say like a baseball team-sized family, this is a car for you. Now this car here is fully equipped. It's got the V8, automatic, power steering, power brakes, radio, and it's a real nice car. This is a car for your weekend trips to the lake, going fishing, camping, hunting. This is the car for you because this is a real sharp little unit. Now you can come down, buy this car, $10 down, $10 a week. Come down and see me, Ted Mosteller, down at Mitchell Motors, Fort New York.
Mitchell Motors, where it's easy to buy or trade on a 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty renewed car. Instant financing and insurance, open 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Mitchell Motors, Fort New York.
Mainly sunny with scattered thundershowers expected over Winnipeg this afternoon. The overnight low, 65, tomorrow a high of 85. The relative humidity, 51%. The wind south-southwest at 14, gusting to 23. The temperature, 92 CKY sunspot degrees.
Wonderful world at 4:30 and 30 seconds.
Now, a permanent solution to rust problems on cars and trucks. Call for Z-Bart. Not an undercoating, but a revolutionary new rust-proofing process. Z-Bart can be guaranteed in writing. Z-Bart. Entrusted locally to Furby Motors, 774-3416.
This is for Thelma and all my friends.
Good night,
dear. 27 minutes before 5 o'clock on Swingin' KY. That was special for a girlfriend. Hope you like it, Thelma, and I won't forget you. Beautiful day outside. We have 89, 90, 91, 92 degrees in the all-time record high, 93.4. We're not too far away.
The Coca-Cola Company gets the flavor in tab.
Tab, tab flavor. Let's talk about it. A rich, full-bodied flavor that asserts itself. A deep, full-bodied taste that comes through clear, satisfying. So indulge yourself. Taste sugar-free tab.
How can just one calorie taste so good? Because the Coca-Cola Company gets the flavor in tab.
4698 is the new KY Sunspot sticker winner. 4,698. Where are you?
The standout sports event of the summer comes to Keystone Dragways, 2 p.m. Sunday. It's the Top Racing Spectacular, featuring Big Tom Hoover from Minneapolis against Finn and Mikey. Finn and Mikey will be trying to take the title away from Big Tom. See other dragsters competing as Top's Department Store presents Weekend Drag Action, 2 p.m. Sunday at Keystone Dragways, 29 miles east on Highway 1. Tickets $2 at the gate. Advance tickets on sale at Top's Department Store, Polo Park, till 10 every night. Only $1.50. Go get 'em, Tiger!
You got your trouble. I've got my time.
You
got your troubles, I got mine. 22 and a half to 5 o'clock, and how's the traffic out there, Whitey?
Well, right now, Jimmy, it's the KY Traffic Watch, as you know, and brought to you by Payfair Stores. Tonight at Payfair, from 6 to 9 only, Manitoba potatoes, Canada number 1, 10 pounds, only 49 cents. Main Street traffic, Jim, is getting heavy over the Main and Norwood bridges. St. Mary's Road cars, well, they're staying close, heading south. KY Traffic Watch from Moore's U Drive, Whitehall 23366.
Thank you, White. Here's Frank.
I'd like to talk Chesterfield Suites this afternoon from National Upholstering, 618 Arlington Street, because National Upholstering are factory direct to you representatives for the most beautiful Chesterfield Suites in the Metro Winnipeg area. We make our own Chesterfield Suites right here in our fifth floor factory. They are custom made. We are not a production line basis. They are all handmade individually and all carefully inspected by our factory designer, Mr. Berry, with 29 years in the furniture business. So you know that you are getting a top grade, A1, Class A Chesterfield Suite from National Upholstering every time. We also back it up with a written money-back guarantee. You come into our main showroom, you'll see the most beautiful display of Chesterfield Suites, bar none, anywhere in the Metro Winnipeg area. National Upholstering have hundreds of Chesterfield Suites right here in the main showroom, all priced at factory direct-to-use savings. The lowest priced Chesterfields in town, but by golly, the highest quality. No quality sacrificed in these. As we say, we make them right here, and they have to undergo that very rigid National Upholstering quality standard inspection by Mr. Berry. So why not drop up to National Upholstering, look over our two-seaters, three-seaters, four-seaters. We have all kinds of Chesterfields, every make, model you can actually think of. National Upholstering open until 9 o'clock tonight with Chesterfield Suites on sale today at 618 Arlington Street.
I got you, babe. Sonny and Cher from KY.
It's Elvis in his newest motion picture, Tickle Me, in its first Winnipeg showing at the Lyceum, Starlight, and Airliner Drive-In.
Step in these arms where you belong.
It's Elvis Presley in Tickle Me. Elvis as a singing, swinging wrangler on a dude ranch. Not just any dude ranch. This one's jam-packed with girls. Tall girls, slim girls, short girls, blonde girls, girls, girls. It's Elvis belting out 9 great super sensational songs. Night Rider, I'm Yours, Dirty, Dirty Feeling, I Feel I've Known You Forever, It's a Long, Lonely Highway. Elvis Presley in Tickle Me. See Elvis Presley in Tickle Me at the Lyceum, Starlight, and Airliner Drive-Ins. The second attraction at the Starlight and Airliner is Racing Fever. Classification General.
See Tickle Me now in its second grade wig at the Lyceum, Starlight, and Airliner Drive-In Theater.
Sunshine, lollipops, and
sunshine, lollipops, roses, in that order. In Winnipeg, a Loblaw bargain is red and green grapes, 2 pounds, 49 cents. A Loblaw special is prime rib roast, red or blue brand beef, first 5 rib shortcut, 79 cents a pound. Remember, pleasing you is Loblaw's business. Every time, it's 4:45.
3 years ago, Eagle Keys was the coach of the Edmonton Eskimos. Now Keys would like nothing better than to pin a defeat in the hides of those same Eskimos. Keys will lead his Saskatchewan Roughriders into Edmonton tonight for a scheduled Western Football Conference battle against the Eskimos, and he's hoping that the loss of halfback Ed Buchanan, who is out with a broken ankle, won't weaken the Saskatchewan scoring attack too much tonight. In the majors this afternoon, Milwaukee downed Chicago 8-3. In other baseball action locally scheduled, the Senior League Baseball, Winnipeg at Transcona 6:30. The Little Canadian Baseball, CPAC against West Richmond, B.C. at the Weston Community Club, 7 o'clock tonight. And of course, the 8 races at Assiniboia Downs, post time tonight, 5:30. KY scores again in 60 minutes.
CKY in Winnipeg, Radio 58.
Flashback Hold Forever from KY. It's 11 and a half minutes now to 5 o'clock.
Rust is like a filthy sore, marring the beauty of your car. But now, Z-Bart, an amazing new rust-proofing process, will guarantee in writing to end rust problems on your cars and trucks. Z-Bart, not an undercoating, but a permanent rust-proofing.
Phone Furby Motors, 774-3416.
There's 11 tail on the schnoz with 89, 90, 91, 92 degrees. Hey, that's pretty warm. 92, that's the high so far this year. 93.4, the record high back 10 years ago in 1955, 93.4. We're going to hit it this afternoon. Maybe it's 11 to 5 o'clock, as we say, and traffic is how, White?
Heat down, Jimmy. I'm first firing. KY Traffic Watch brought to you by Payfair Stores. Tonight at Payfair from 6 to 9 only. Manitoba potatoes, Canada number one. 10 pounds, only 49 cents. 49 cents, yes. McPhillips traffic steady rolling north from Notre Dame. Cars crowding towards Highway 8. KY Traffic Watch from Moore's U Drive, Whitehall 23366.
Hey, it's 8 to 5 o'clock at KY. Cockshut's famous pull-type swather now has a built-in hydraulic. No tractor hydraulic required. Retail price for Winnipeg. Less tires for a 12-foot swather. Only $10.50, 15-footer, $11.57, 18-footer, only $12.94. Cockshut dealers are proud of their field service deal now.
Your place in the sun, CKY, just for fun, Radio
5 before 5, it's 92 degrees. Vic Edwards for Cameo Cigarettes. California, more rioting has erupted in the Los Angeles Negro District, and Police Chief William Parker has asked the governor's office to send National Guardsmen into the district. Governor Pat Brown is in Europe. However, former Lieutenant Governor Glenn Anderson has left Sacramento, the state capital, by plane to confer with Parker. Saskatoon, the Conservative Party, has told members in Saskatchewan to be prepared for a federal election Monday, October 25th. Conservatives hold all 17 Saskatchewan seats in the House of Commons. In Winnipeg, it's a different story. CKY News asked Fred Groves, the party's provincial director, what the situation was in the province of Manitoba.
After the last federal election produced a minority government in Ottawa, we have tried in Manitoba to be in a pretty constant state of readiness for the next election. We are assuming, having had no information to the contrary, that our 10 sitting members will run again. We have candidates nominated in Winnipeg North and Winnipeg North Center, and committees in both South Winnipeg and St. Boniface have the matter of candidate selection and election organization in hand. So we're prepared for an election this fall, if it comes.
Fred Groves, the provincial director of the Conservative Party. Edmonton, the general manager of the Alberta Wheat Pool, A.T. Baker, says that federal pressure was a big factor in forcing elevator companies to accept unfavorable terms. Mr. A.M. Runciman, president of United Grain Growers, who had just returned to Winnipeg after assisting in the settlement of the Vancouver grain handler strike, doesn't agree.
I would not use the word pressure. Naturally, the federal government were very, very anxious to see the movement restored and certainly urged all concerned to effect a settlement as soon as possible.
A.M. Runciman, president of the United Grain Growers, who says that the new agreement with Vancouver grain handlers will force the elevator companies to apply for tariff increases. If granted, they would be reflected in reduced returns to the prairie farmers. Winnipeg Mayor Stephen Juba says it will only be a matter of time when Metro will endorse amalgamation of the municipal governments in Greater Winnipeg. Commenting on Metro's recent rejection of Councillor Sid Green's motion calling for its endorsement, Mayor Juba said that those who voted for the motion should be congratulated. Says the mayor, he's sure that the members that voted against, in due course of time, will realize that they've made a mistake and eventually vote in favor. The motion was defeated 5-4 by Metro Council last night. Winnipeg, a decision is expected soon from the Winnipeg School Board on whether the phonic method of teaching in the primary grades will be introduced this year. Chairman of the school board, Walter Pastrick, outlines the situation in phonics as it now stands.
There has been a request made by Dr. Moore, the chairman of the Phonetic Keys Committee, as to a little more information that he requires to be able to make his decision. Now, we, of course, have postponed meeting until Dr. Moore has been satisfied that the administration has given him all the information possible. I believe this information is forthcoming within the next few days, and I'm hoping that the Phonetic Keys people, the committee that is, will be able to make a recommendation to the board prior to the end of the month. As a matter of fact, I feel that it should be done to the end, before the school year term starts, that is.
The chairman of the Winnipeg School Board, Walter Paschuk. Winnipeg, 3,500 civic employees have turned down an offer by the city's utility and personnel committee of a 3% wage increase. City workers had demanded a 9% across the board, with an extra 5% for about 700 employees at the three municipal hospitals. A union spokesman for the employees, Les Butterworth, was asked what the next move by the employees' union will now be.
Well, we will be advising the city in the letter this afternoon, which they should receive on Monday, that the official offer that they made has been rejected, and it's expected that we will then be meeting with the Utilities and Personnel Committee to try to determine whether a settlement can be resolved in negotiations. And if it were unsuccessful, it's inevitable that we'll probably have to refer the matter to the Department of Labor for Conciliation Services.
Les Butterworth speaking for the Civic Employees Union. Gimli, 19-year-old James Waramega of Winnipeg Beach has been charged with contributing to juvenile delinquency and remanded 1 week without plea today in Selkirk Court. His arrest yesterday follows a complaint from a 15-year-old Winnipeg Beach district girl that she was raped early yesterday morning on the outskirts of Winnipeg Beach in the Gimli area. Hollywood Now reporting, here is Jimmy Fiddler.
There are those here in Hollywood who believe that beauty contest winner Marianne Mobley will be the gal to lead Elvis Presley to the altar. Marianne, who is as nice a person as you would ever hope to meet, is certainly monopolizing all of Presley's time, and even though this could be just publicity, also it could be for real.
There's just a touch, a gentle touch, a cooling touch of menthol. Reawaken your taste with Cameo. Refreshingly different.
Just a gentle touch of cooling menthol drifting through the filter tip. That's Cameo's secret. With king-size Cameo cigarettes, you get only the coolness of menthol. You taste only the natural flavor of fine tobaccos.
Reawaken your taste with Cameo. Refreshingly different.
Mainly sunny today and Saturday. Little change in the weather. The winds will be gusty, then decreasing to westerly 15 tonight. The overnight low 60, a high tomorrow of 85. Sunday is sunny and warm. The relative humidity 51%. The wind south-southwest at 14, gusting to 23. The temperature 92. CKY's sunspot degrees.